Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Plus, you can always send in your voicemail messages to SiriusXM.com/getSirius. That's SiriusXM.com/getSirius. A lot of stuff to get into today. I'm in Los Angeles, California, site of the NBA All-Star Weekend festivities. I will sit up here and I will talk about it. I will encourage people to have their own opinions about it. I will tell you that for me personally, I'm very hopeful and prayerful that All-Star Weekend this week is going to be better than it has been in recent memory. I'm certainly hopeful of that with the slam dunk contest. I'm enthusiastic about that possibility when it comes to the three-point shooting contest, which I think has been really, really good over the last few years. And I love the fact that Damian Lillard is going to be a participant in it, even though he's out for the year, torn Achilles while he was in Milwaukee last year before he got moved back to Portland. The fact is he's healthy enough to compete in a three-point shooting contest, and that's what he intends to do. I think that he has a good shot of winning. He's a two-time champion already, so we will see what happens as it pertains to that. There are a bevy of stories to touch on today involving college football and Trinidad Chambliss, involving some other stuff that's been going on. But, you know, the order, of course, the All-Star Weekend in terms of effort, in terms of Team USA versus the world and how people feel about that, how people are against that, et cetera, et cetera. All of that stuff is stuff that we can get into as the show progresses today. But the first order of business is LeBron James. Thursday night began, you know, with him and the Lakers winning 124-104 over the Mavericks. And it ended with him doing something he had never done and finished with something no player his age had ever done. James scored or assisted on the Lakers' first 23 points of the first quarter. His longest such streak to begin a game in his 23-year career. By the end of the night, he had 28 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds in only 28 minutes, I might add, becoming the oldest player in NBA history to post a triple-double. 41 years, 44 days old, he passed Karl Malone by about 17 days for the record. It was LeBron's first triple-double of the season and 123rd triple-double of his career, putting him fifth all-time. Russell Westbrook's number one with 207. Nikola Jokic is number two with 184. Oscar Robertson is number three with 181. Magic Johnson is fourth with 138. LeBron James is fifth with 123. And, of course, Jason Kidd is sixth all-time with 107. There's a lot to touch on in regards to that. Let's see what sound we have with LeBron James speaking about what transpired last night. Let's hear from LeBron James.
The win, that's the most important. And, you know, to be able to do it and get the win, is that's what means more to me than anything. But been very blessed to play this game, play it at a high level, and was able to do it again tonight. The assist, obviously, is what I love the most, being able to get my guys involved throughout my career. I've always loved that more than anything. And, you know, being able to put the ball in the basket, obviously, that's part of this game as well, to be able to score the ball. So, I think what it means to be able to have your hand in you know, three facets of the game, make an impact on those three, that's pretty cool.
It is, no doubt about it, 41 years, 44 days old. We've never seen somebody this great for this long. If you want to really, really talk about LeBron James and GOAT status, having that associated with his name, as I've said in the past, I'll say again, he is the GOAT of longevity. Nobody has been this great for this long, more so than LeBron James. He is the GOAT of longevity. Now, to me, interesting thing that I wanted to throw out to y'all about the GOAT conversation, because obviously anybody that knows me knows I do not believe that LeBron James is the GOAT. I believe that belongs to Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's who I believe the GOAT in the history of basketball is. Obviously, we're not counting championships, because if that were the case, it would be Bill Russell and nobody else. So we know that. What is your definition of a GOAT? I'm going to tell you mine. My definition of a GOAT is you at your greatest against anybody else at their greatest, you consistently eclipse them. Period. I'm not saying that can only happen for one season. There needs to be some level of longevity attached to it. You need to have a career of excellence. But when I think about Michael Jordan, I think about a 10-time scoring champion. I think about a 9-time All-NBA All-Defensive player. I think about a steals leader. I think about an elite defender. I think about one of the greatest scorers, not the greatest scorer the game has ever seen. That's what I think about when I think about Michael Jordan. And it doesn't matter to me that he didn't catch Karl Malone or he was eclipsed by Kobe and LeBron or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retired as the all-time leading scorer before LeBron James eclipsed him. Matt did nothing but respect, but the fact of the matter is, when you look at what MJ accomplished in 13 years, it took LeBron over 20 to do that. And the stiffness of competition definitely matters. So I would look at people and I would say, yo, where I'm coming from is I want to see you at your best, at your absolute best, for a sustained period of time, and ask the question, is there somebody you know that's done that? Is there somebody you know that could eclipse that? He's Michael Jordan, man. It just wasn't even close. The greatest ever. There's no way around it. Absolutely not. I give LeBron his props. He departed from the game. Before he departed from the game, got his 10th rebound with 205 remaining to secure the record. And received a loud ovation from the Crypto.com Arena crowd when he grabbed that 10th rebound. So it's really, really special to see, no doubt about it. And you give him credit where credit is due. He'll be playing in his 22nd consecutive NBA All-Star game. What do you say? I'll tell you the other thing that I'm really excited about, and I think it's important to bring this up because it really is important. When I watched the Lakers last night and I saw LeBron's playing the way that he was playing, although it was against the Dallas Mavericks without Kyrie, without AD, without Cooper Flagg, bottom line is this. I looked at LeBron James and I started fantasizing because I started saying to myself, wait a minute. If he could be this player in the postseason and Luka and AR, Austin Reeves, show up, Lakers could make a run. I'm going to say it again. The Lakers could make a run. They could pull it off. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm thinking about them, and I'm saying they could do this. We can't ignore. Listen, Oklahoma City started out the season 24-1. They're 18-13 since. Denver Nuggets have dipped a little bit, even when Jokic has been back. San Antonio Spurs are young. No matter how formidable they are, you still get the impression they could be had. I got KD as an elite, bona fide number one option. But in the same breath, when you look at Houston, who could start four guys, 6 feet 11 and above, you still find yourself asking, what will they give you? What is this about? You still find yourself asking that question. You really, really do. And I'm here to tell you something right now. The Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James, with Austin Reeves, with Luka Doncic, if they're all bringing their A game, they could get to the conference finals. They can get to the conference finals. I really, really believe that. And I'm not smoking crack. I'm telling you what I feel. They could get to the conference finals. So I think that's something to think about. That's something to consider. That's something to pay attention to, which absolutely, positively we will. I'm not getting caught up in LeBron James, figuratively speaking, stat padding. I'm not saying that's his intent or anything like that, but you're around this long and you don't have a legitimate shot at really, really winning the NBA championship. That's what some people are going to think about you, which is why they've labeled him that way as coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not doing that. Because I look at the Los Angeles Lakers and I say, yo, man, they got a chance. They could make some things happen. That's how I view them. And I just feel that way about them. I really, really do. And I think everybody should as well. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I just think you got to think like that. Who can't the Lakers definitively beat if they're healthy and their offense is clicking? We know their defense is porous. We know they ain't going to do anything defensively. But if their offense is able to put pressure on opposing offenses because of how formidable they are on the offensive side of the ball, that's a win. That is a win. And that's how I look at it. Let me get to another subject that I want to touch on, because James Harden made some news. And we'll get into All-Star Week in a little bit, you know, a little bit later on in the show. I'm sick and tired of people arguing with me about my point. You know what? Everybody's talking about tanking and how Utah got fined $500,000 and all. Listen, some teams are going to tank. I'm just one who doesn't believe that tanking is nearly the issue that load management is. I think load management is far more egregious. But that's just me. Getting back to James Harden. I want you to listen to what he had to say. He talked about loyalty. He said, loyalty is overrated. What could he possibly be talking about? Take it away.
And the whole quote-unquote loyalty thing is, I think it's overrated. You know, I think this is a business at the end of the day, and it's a lot of money involved and a lot of decisions that has to be made. You know what I mean? So, you know, like if a player isn't producing, or if you don't see him in the future, or, you know, front office, some of them have to do like a job and want to keep their job, you know, so they got to feel like they got to do what's best for, you know, to keep their job, and they trade players. Or if a guy isn't happy and he wants to be traded to somewhere else, then it's a problem. It's just so many different dynamics that go into it. This is a business at the end of the day. So, like, you know, not even just NBA, but like people that have normal jobs have those same problems. It's just not magnified, you know what I mean? So for me, it's always about, like, I don't lose focus of, you know, trying to compete for a championship and then financially, you know, making sure that my family is taken care of.
I can't knock him for that. I can't knock him for that. Listen, organizations are the last people to show any kind of loyalty to the players. Even when you perform, if they think they can do better, they're going to do better. If they have to ostracize you, if they have to cut you, if they have to trade you, whatever, they're going to do it. And so we can't knock a player for feeling that way at all. But what you can knock James Harden about is saying it heading into All-Star Weekend. Why? Because the way he came across, listen, man, it's a business. I'm not married to any franchise. I'm going to do what's best for me and my family, period. That's how you have to look at it. He's of the mindset that he doesn't owe any team anything. And I can't blame him for that. Executives will trade you. Team owners will trade you. He's absolutely right. But there is something to be said about when you say something and whether it was the right time to do that. Because what you're basically doing is adding credence to the somewhat dismissive attitude some players may have towards the media or anybody else. And why would you do that? Why would you give folks fodder to believe that, to think that, et cetera, et cetera? One could argue it's clearly because you're frustrated. Then one would turn around and argue, why are you frustrated than anybody but yourself? Because James Harden quit in Houston. Wanted out of Brooklyn, definitely quit in Philly. And here he is. So I just think that when you look at it, there's no escaping the fact that James Harden is absolutely right with what he's saying, but you're going to have certain people that's going to like the gall of him to be the one to say it. They don't want to hear from him. Because of what happened in Houston, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia, But that's how it goes. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's keep in mind, Harden's career, you know, reflects that of someone who's an NBA star finding success across multiple teams while maintaining somewhat of an elite performance over 17 years, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Accolades include 75th anniversary team honors, an MVP award, 11-time All-Star selections, 8 All-NBA selections, 3 scoring titles, and 6 Man of the Year during the Thunder's final run alongside Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. It's a lot to dig into here, make no mistake about it. NBA All-Star Weekend is rapidly approaching, and you got even players that don't seem that enthusiastic about it, let alone fans. Is that right? Is that wrong? Talk to me. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. It's 888-623-3646. Plus your voicemail messages at SiriusXM.com/GetSirious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSirious. That and more to talk about. Don't go away. You're listening live to Stephen A. SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Don't touch that dial.